Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. Hope you'll call your neighbors and friends so they can listen too. Get a pencil and paper handy. And join in the singing as the Bible Club Choir starts the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. Yes, Jesus is a wonderful Savior. He's the one who's worth living for. He gives us life, and then He makes life worth living. Oh, I hope every Bible Clubber will trust Him as their own personal Savior. Here's somebody who loves the Lord and wrote to the Bible Club this week. Dear Aunt Carolyn, greetings in the wonderful name of God. Aunt Carolyn, I just love your program. I always pray for the Bible Club. Those kids really sing nice. I always listen to your program. It's just great. Tell the kids to keep up the good work. Bye for now from your friend, and it is a friend in the Netherlands Antilles, so it was good to hear from her this week. Now, young people, be sure to remember to put your name and address on when you write to Aunt Carolyn, because I would answer your letter, but I can't if I don't know your address, so be sure to include your name and return address on every letter you write. And I'm so glad to hear from every Bible Clubber. I hope you're being faithful to the Lord, and I hope you'll tell your friends so that they can listen to the broadcast too. I hope you'll write this week, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes, on your computer, open our website, www.ChildrensBibleClub.com. When that comes up, click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. It's just that easy. You can listen by yourself, or when you have friends over, you can listen together.
And now, here's the choir again. Christ liveth in me.
Christ liveth in me.
Are you a good traveler? How do you like to travel best? Airplane? Car? Stay in a nice fancy motel? Well, I want to tell you about a traveler today whose trip didn't turn out quite so well. He had to go from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, you might know that it wasn't a nice cement-paved highway nor a blacktop road. Back in Bible days, it was dirt, roads, what was a road, and it was rough and it was rocky. And on this particular so-called highway, it almost was a robber's highway, and there were cliffs and good hiding places on both sides. It almost became a death trap, because the robbers took advantage of the situation of the road people had to go to get to where they were going. And they would hide, and then they would come pounce upon the people who were traveling and rob them and take their money and whatever goods they had. So it was a dangerous thing to go that road. But this man thought he had to go that way, one way, and that's all he would choose. And so, on the way to Jericho, he went. Well, I guess he got along pretty well for a while, and then all of a sudden he seemed to sense something around him. Somebody following him? Somebody watching him? Eyes, perhaps? But he couldn't see anybody. And then he'd see that big crag place up ahead, and he knew it was a place he must watch and be careful. But all of his care and undertaking didn't do any good, for all of a sudden out behind the cliffs and behind the big hiding places and rocks came a band of thieves. And he pleaded for mercy. Oh, please, I'll give you my money. I'll give you anything I have. Just don't harm me. Oh, what do we care about your little dab of money? Hand it over, you old man. And they had no mercy at all. And before he knew hardly what had struck him, they had cleaned out his pockets and his money bags, taken all his money, all his valuables, and then, as if that wasn't enough, they just beat him to a pulp and rolled him over in the ditch and left him for dead. Oh, they had all they wanted out of the old man. What did they care for his life or his feelings? And on their way into the darkness they went. I don't know how long that poor man lay there, hanging between life and death, not knowing whether he would ever get to his destination. How would he be found? What must have raced through his mind as he lay there, thinking that now he'd have to go off into eternity? And then he heard footsteps on the rocky road. Oh, somebody was coming. Maybe this would be help. And he tried with all his strength to make noise so they'd be heard and so someone would find him. Oh, and he moaned. Yes, he had seen flowing robes like those before. It was a priest. Oh, surely this man would help him. But the priest saw that old bundle of mangled humanity laying over there and only stuck his nose up in the air and walked by on the other side. I wonder if he thought he'd have his robes messed up by some poor old bloody man. Huh, he should have known better than to come off on a road like this if he wasn't prepared for the journey. Ho, oh, he was a keeper of the law, and he looked down the nose at anybody else. And so there was no help for the poor man from him. And then, soon he heard another sound. Oh, maybe hope wasn't gone after all. Perhaps, yes, he did hear footsteps. Maybe this person would help. Oh, he made noise and tried to make himself known. And sure enough, the person coming did see him. Huh, he was a Levite, a great religious man. Oh, yes, he would have compassion, surely. He would at least bind up the man's wounds or send word to somebody to come and get him. Oh, this Levite would help. He was a man of the temple. He was a leader of the Jews. But soon the footsteps faded off into the distance, and the Levite had only been interested in his religion and his outward show of great piety all his fineness, how his self-righteousness did shine on the outside. But it didn't do anybody else any good, and he left the poor old man in the ditch. Then came other footsteps. But when the man could get his eyes open enough to see who was coming, he gave up hope immediately, for he was a Samaritan man, a stranger, clear from another country, and besides that, hated by the Jews. He surely wouldn't do anything for the poor man who had been left for dead. And then he heard the footsteps stop, and the man's donkey stopped beside him. And then soon a smooth, soothing voice was heard in the poor old man's ears, and he said, "Can I help you, sir?" "Oh, here, I have some oil here. Let me pour it on. It'll be good medicine for these terrible wounds." And before the poor old man knew it, the Samaritan had loaded him on his donkey, took him all the way into town, and didn't just leave him at the edge of town, took him to the best hotel in town, and then gave him a room, and did for him what no one else had ever done, showed real compassion and concern. The next day came, and though the man's wounds were healing, the Samaritan had to go. And yet he didn't leave him stranded. He left word and money with the hotel keeper to take care of the man, and he said, "I'll be back in a few days. Whatever else you need to spend to take good care of this poor man, you just take care of him, and I'll take care of the bill when I get back." Oh, how wonderful Jesus has done that and more for us. We're just as helpless as that poor man on the highway. We can't help ourselves or save ourselves. But Jesus came. Yes, he was as a stranger in this land, for he came all the way from heaven in order to pay for your sins and mine. And he loved you so much that even though you are a helpless sinner, Jesus paid the total bill for your sin. And he's left the Holy Spirit here to be your comforter in your time of needs in this life. And someday he's coming back again to get those of us who know him as their own Savior. Won't you trust Jesus today? Don't look to the world for help. Don't look to religion or your own self-righteousness. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved today. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.